One thing we haven't talked about at all is the whole bluegrass jamming factor, and I'm not talking about jam bands. I'm talking about people in the campground where the festival is, yeah, finding each other. How many people here do that? Okay. You're not professional players, but you really care about the music and you learn stuff and you get together. And it turns out that that is the underbelly, you might say, that's just feeding the professional ranks. And when I was traveling throughout the 80s with Hot Rods, I kept running into kids who were like ridiculously good, like Chris Thiele when he was 9. And in my role in IBMA, I had enough pull to I asked twice, and the second time they said yes, which was I could put an all-star band together of 12-year-olds that are as good as the pros. So I got Chris Thiele, got Michael Cleveland, got Josh Williams, and the guy that plays with you, Cody Kilby, and the four of them played Wheelhouse together in front of, right here in Owensboro, in front of a full crowd at the awards show. And they were reluctant to give a kid band a spot on the awards show. They said, that means a professional, regular band won't get to play on the awards show. And I said, watch what happens if you let me do this. And I made a demo tape of the little cassettes that these kids had been putting out, and luckily sold the idea. And then it even got into a movie that was being made about this festival in Owensboro. It was called Gather by the River, and it had the whole Wheelhouse in there and interviews with the kids. And there had been a big article in the Washington Post in the wake of the Johnson Mountain Boys disbanding, saying, I guess bluegrass is on its last legs now. And I was incensed by that, so this kid band was part of my response, and it really opened up the floodgates. Before that, kids were not coming to Owensboro, but after that band appeared, there was all kinds of kid stuff, kid membership and all that, and all the people that, you know, that are here, we started as kids, and we're admiring the greats, and we'd meet each other by accident or whatever in the campgrounds, and that's, you know, that's how you met Mark Vann, you said, right? Something like that. Anyway, now what I do now is I promote jamming. I have jamming instruction available in a lot of places with teachers that I've trained, and that's really going to feed bluegrass forever. And if people want to do a Molly Tuttle song or, you know, the Del McCurry, you didn't talk about it too much, but the songbook that you pull out of is like Famous Rock and Rollers. And then there was this one song I said, I've heard this song before, and I heard it when I was a kid in the 50s, done by Frank Sinatra on the pop charts, Learning the Blues. Del broke it open in his own way, and he's still doing it. Great.